This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
9:41 on your Monday morning. I'm Brian Gary, Cody Wilson, Denver and Front Range weather meteorologist with us.
Hello.
I know you're waking up this morning and saying, wow, cloud cover. Okay. Seeing that after what we experienced this weekend. But when I woke up, it felt really warm. It was in the mid-60s as I got up to roll in here. Yeah. This is that time of year, unsettled weather patterns. What are we looking at for the week, Cody?
So we have a severe thunderstorm risk today. So if you've stepped outside this morning and noticed, cloud cover, there's a breeze, it kind of feels different out there this morning.
Yeah, very much.
Yeah, we had a little front slip through this morning, and the winds are turning out of the east, and we all know that an easterly wind in the summer is...
No bueno.
So we're going to see scattered thunderstorms develop this afternoon after about 2 to 3 o'clock, and I think they'll fire here along the I-25 corridor, stretching from Cheyenne down to probably about Colorado Springs. They'll be scattered, hit or miss, and then as they move onto the eastern plains, that's where they'll get big and nasty and severe. Mm. So damaging winds, large hail, couple of tornadoes all on the table today. So for our friends on the eastern plains, if you're in Fort Morgan, Sterling, Holyoke, Julesburg, Highway 34 corridor from Akron going out to Ray, and then as far south as Goodland on the I-70 corridor, you definitely want to pay attention this afternoon and evening because storms today will mean business. We always welcome rain, but, we don't want the damaging hail and the microburst winds, which Greeley got yesterday, ironically enough.
Freaked the heck out of me, man.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, it's like, what is that sound outside? Because, of course, all my curtains are closed and everything, so I can't let that heat in.
Because light, right.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
But then I look out, and I see, leaves flying off of plants and all these kind of things that were back there, just a quick burst.
Yeah, So we had a shower pop up west of town, and it collapsed as quickly as it formed, and that's kind of what happens on hot, dry days like we had yesterday. There's just enough water in the air to get a shower to pulse up really quick, and then it collapses on itself as fast as it formed. And because it's so hot and dry at the surface, most of that rain evaporates before it hits the ground. So you get none of the rain, but you get all the wind. And, when you're in a drought and the root systems on some of these older cottonwood trees are so weak, it takes nothing to snap them.
That's
like
a
toothpicks.
Great point.
Yeah. So
you see a lot of those out with the exposed root systems and all that. I never even thought.
You have to take care of those, or it's just a matter of time before the wind comes and blows them to the ground. We had a tree fall on a house yesterday off of 16th Street.
Really?
Thankfully, no injuries. But that's the risk you run with these, dead or dying trees that are 100-plus years old. You get a good wind gust, and they don't stand a chance.
So you're talking like after 2 o'clock is when things could start getting juicy, and that's more towards the east of us. We could still see, like you're saying, we could get everything without the rain?
So, here in Greeley, or, if you're closer to the Front Range along I-25, the storms will form here initially. So we could see a brief downpour, maybe some small hail, some gusty winds, some lightning.
And then it's going to join all of its friends, and we're going to head out east.
Yeah,
and Let's see what we can do to Julesburg.
Exactly. Yeah, they're the bullies that roam the hallways in the school and look for the unassuming freshmen that have no sense of self-preservation whatsoever.
That is so visual.
Those memories from high school, Cody.
So relatable. Yeah. So relatable.
Numbers-wise, this weekend, we were in the 90s. I don't know what records were, but we had to be just you know, sitting right at the upper end of things.
So it was hot upper 90s, gross. We didn't crack the century mark, thankfully. Behind this front, we're back in the 80s today.
Today, 80s.
A bit more comfortable today. There's a little more humidity in the air, so, you know, it may not feel like it's cooler, but the air temperature certainly is. After today, we're back in the hot 90s again for Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll keep those scattered thunderstorms around for Tuesday, but again, hot 90s, drier at the ground. Your main risks is going to be gusty winds, possible microbursts. If you're lucky and you get caught underneath a heavier shower before it collapses, you could get some rain and maybe some small hail. So that's Tuesday. Wednesday, we may be a degree or two cooler, you know, but that's like going from third degree burn to a second degree burn.
Yeah, that's still hurts.
Still hurts.
Yeah,
a lot.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like putting a Bactine on a bear mauling victim. It just doesn't really do a lot to help you.
Doesn't seem like enough.
Really hit the spot.
No.
But then a front, it's just brutal. But then a front comes through, I think, late on Wednesday, and we're back in the low 80s, I think, on Thursday. And then upper 80s, maybe close to 90 Friday, mid-80s Saturday, and then I think Sunday and going into next week, we're back in the 70s.
Now we're talking. I could live with that.
Same.
You know, give me basically 50 to 75.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'll compromise.
Yeah. I basically described San Diego.
You sure did.
Yeah.
And Seattle.
I've never been. Is that climate very similar to San Diego?
Yeah, the Pacific Northwest is great. They'll get these occasional, I call them death ridges, where the ridge of high pressure just creeps up the West Coast. And it's hotter in Portland and Seattle than it is in the interior, in like Boise and Salt Lake City. And so, you know, you'll get those freak temperatures in the Columbia River Gorge and in the Willamette Valley that are above 100 degrees. But that doesn't happen very often. Oftentimes along the coast, you're stuck in the marine layer, that big blue thing called the ocean. You know, will keep you in the 60s and 70s for a lot of the summer. And I'm like, I could do that.
Meanwhile, my dad calls me over the weekend.
Oh, boy.
And from North Dakota, and it's mid-90s.
Yep.
North Dakota humidity.
It's
and
gross.
All that there. Absolutely. And he was just miserable from the heat, but it was kind of funny quickly. Dad and I were talking about, you know, as we age, our skin turns to rice paper. I mean, you just look at it wrong and you have a bruise and blood goes up to the surface and all this.
Indeed.
Yeah, we were discussing that and Dad said that he got the hell beat out of him by the bush yesterday.
Oh, no.
He went out and was trying to do some trimming by himself and he's going in there and he comes out and he's just a bloody mess.
Mm.
You know, so he's all cut up and he said, and I bumped a tree and I had this where everything rose to the surface but didn't break through. But he said, I just looked like I was mauled. He said, so I went in, he said, and I saw I wanted to go down on the treadmill, you know, so Dad goes down and he turns on the treadmill and he's walking and then he hears some bizarre noise in the room next to him downstairs. And he goes in there and the fridge died. The fridge was dying and it made this noise while he was going that freaked him out. So he goes in there, dead fridge, you know, and Dad is... You know, Dad's in his 80s. And he, of course, he's like, well, I need to move this fridge.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. And he tries pulling out the fridge, and it was too heavy for him, thank goodness. And then he said, well, no, these rugs are in the way. So Dad gets down and rolls up these rugs to pull them out, then starts to pull the fridge out, falls down. He said, I'm laying there. It popped open, that thing on the elbow that had gone up. So he's laying on the concrete floor in front of the fridge, and he's like, and I couldn't get up. He said, so I'm rolling around trying to get to the shelves where he could pull himself out.
Oh.
And then he's got to come out and have Mom go, what in the hell?
What happened
was
to you?
Was there a bear in the basement? Get some Bactine. You know?
What are you doing?
But hey, I hope it's a better day today.
I hope
but
that Bactine works.
Hotter than hell there as far as on the national front. Mm-hmm. Are we seeing a lot of that across
We're seeing a lot of heat, but what we're seeing a lot of is like thunderstorm activity, and I think that's I've talked about this on the show before. I think the transition to El Nino has a lot to do with that. Mm-hmm. We're also getting later into the spring. I mean, here in 2 weeks, you know, we hit the summer solstice, and
that's true,
and we're back in the summertime. So now we start seeing the jet stream energy shift into the central and northern plains. So, you know, last night you talk about North Dakota. Ironically enough, they had a hell of a thunderstorm complex
really
blow through North Dakota. My brother was in Minot, you know, text me at about 10 o'clock last night. He's like, dude, we have 90 mile an hour winds here and 5 to 10 lightning strikes per second. And I'm like, whoa, videos or it didn't happen.
Yeah. Okay. Goes for anything.
It's just got to trust but verify, what I'm saying? But I looked at the radar and it was popping off up there, and it's just kind of a gentle reminder to me, like, yeah, it's June. We're starting to transition from spring into summer, and that's usually when Colorado likes to join the party too. So it's going to be interesting what the next couple of months is going to look like.
No doubt. And I've been keeping my eye on, because I think it's going to be very interesting on Sunday in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
That they're doing that UFC card.
Oh, I forgot
outside.
They were doing that. Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, I mean, I don't know what their contingency plan is if there are showers, but rain in D.C. in June is not unusual.
Agreed. And it's funny you bring that up. There's been a couple of events recently where weather has played a significant role in what's happened. Like the Morgan Wallen concert in Pittsburgh was canceled over the weekend due to severe thunderstorms. And there was uproar and outrage over that because people didn't understand what the risks were. And so
that's a pet peeve of yours.
Caught a lot of flack because of that.
But did the right thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Safety trumps anything. I don't care what your feelings are. And then, of course, you know, you got the College Baseball World Series going on, and the regional finals just finished up. And one of the regionals was being held in Morgantown, West Virginia. West Virginia is one of the teams that's moving on to the College World Series. They had a hell of a thunderstorm blow through there during one of the games that had 70-plus mile-an-hour winds and flying debris, and 5 people were sent to the hospital. So,
oh, my goodness.
So, you know, it's 2026. We have access to all this information at our fingertips immediately, and we still have events going on outside where the weather wreaks havoc and people are still getting hurt.
Oh, because the public will go crazy.
They will.
They will.
And it's like we're either uninformed or we're misinformed, and it's like, how is this possible?
Could we just come to the realization that we've just become stupid?
Yeah. simple answer, but
seriously,
it's largely accurate.
As you look at everything, I mean, really, what it comes down to is we've lost our damn minds.
Yeah, I just don't have the brain capacity to try and figure out another answer.
No. I don't think there is one. Well, quickly, give me the numbers for today. What are we looking at?
So we're in the 80s today. You know, we've got scattered thunderstorms popping up after about 2 or 3 o'clock. You know, we could have a couple hour window between 3 and 6 where we have a downpour, some lightning, thunder, small hail. Those will move out onto the eastern plains, and folks out there need to pay attention to what's going on this afternoon and evening. Back in the hot 90s, unfortunately, for Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll keep a few storms. I think gusty winds mainly on Tuesday will be the risks with those, along with, you know, some spicy cloud formations but not much rain, unfortunately. Wednesday, again, 90s. I think we're back in the 80s. Thursday, we'll stay in the 80s, I think, close to 90 for Friday. And then we'll start cooling back off through the 80s and back into the 70s by Sunday heading into next week.
Okay, I can talk to you again then. All right, will you be in Friday?
I will be.
Wine here. Will be served.
Of course,
be wonderful.
Yes, we'll ear our grievances then.
Well, great to have you back, man.
Thanks for having me, buddy.
Thanks, Cody.
You bet.
9:54, we'll wrap this thing up next.
Boop. This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.